Welcome to Noise of Carbon. It's the noises, indie noises of the 90s coming to you from Simon Fraser University and Burnaby, British Columbia. Thank you for listening. Having a little bit of a troubles here. But anyway, thank you for listening. It's Noise of Carpet, and we're going to start off today on Wednesday, sunny Wednesday, with a band called Unrest, and they are from the East Coast of the U.S., and this song is from 1993. It's called Make Out Club. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
One of our favorites, Cat Power, Chan Marshall there, a song called Crossbone Style from 1998 from an album called Moon Picks. Let me stop that there. Yes, Very good. Excellent album. Check that out. 1998, as I said, some great stuff on it. I think it was her fourth, but first album on Matador Records. If you remember, they had a lot of the big hitters in the day, including Pavement and Guided by Voices and Liz Phair on Matador Records. Before that, The Sundays from Bristol in the UK on Rough Trade Records, the home of The Smiths, etc. A Certain Someone, Harriet Wheeler on vocals there. Love the vocals. A couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, we played Natalie Merchant, and another great singer, great with a great voice. Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic was the album that was quite popular. Here's Where the Story Ends was the big quote-unquote hit of the day. To start things off was Unrest, Make Out Club from 1993, an album called Perfect Teeth. And that's Mark and a couple others, I forget their names, put out four or five records, including then also the band called Air Miami, in the day from, I believe, Baltimore or Carolina, somewhere down there. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Noise of Carpet, broadcasting to you from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for everyone out there. I do appreciate it. It's a summer Sunday, summer Wednesday here. It's the Sundays, not the Wednesdays. And we're going to go a little bit gentle in the next set. Sarah Records is a label out of the West Country in the UK. They put a lot of indie pop in the 90s, and including a couple compilations. But let's start this set off on vinyl. This is a record on Flying Nun Records called The Abel Tasmans from, again, if you're listening last week, we do like the New Zealand Dunedin sound here. So I found this record up here today. This record is called Hey Spinner. The band is Abel Tasmans from 1991. So this record has been sitting up here for 33 years. So the song is called Hold Me Too, and then we'll move into a couple of Sarah Records selections, a band called The Wake and a band called Aberdeen. So this is The Noise of Carpet, and you're listening to CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, from down under. The Wake. Bobby Gillespie, Primal Scream, played bass in this band a little bit, and got some Altered Images as well. Glasgow.
Why should I listen to you? If you could see what I see, you wouldn't listen to me.
Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
That's a band called Aberdeen from a compilation called What Do I Wish For Now from Sarah Records, one of the only American bands. They're from LA that were on Sarah Records. Before that was a band called The Wake, which I mentioned. Bobby Gillespie, Primal Scream, was there for a short time in the mid-80s. Song was Crush the Flowers from 1990. And they're from Glasgow, so they're from the UK. And Abel Tasman's before that, Hold Me Too, from Hey Spinner. Thank you for listening today.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
So how's your week going? Let me just pull that down there for number two. How's your week going? Mine's going fine. It's so good to be in this seat and get away from regular working stuff for an hour. So I hope that it's the same for you on your end. I know Dave is listening in Ryslip. Hi, Dave. And others in the East Coast of Canada. And a couple other people in the UK that I know of now. So I can be reached at Noise of Carpet Radio on Instagram if you want to send a request. I'll try to remember to look in the next little while. The next set, we're going to keep rolling a little bit in the 90s, of course. We'll start off with the guitarist of the house band here, Stereolab, with his new-ish band called Cavern of Antimatter from about 10 years ago, I suppose. And then we'll roll back into some Elliott Smith and Smog, which is Bill Callahan, who used to date Chan Marshall. So there you go. That wasn't planned. And some Sparkle Horse and maybe some Sixths to wrap things up with the next set. And then we're going to spend some time exploring some new records that we're on the brand new playlist here up here. So we will stick around for that. So we're going to get deep, go backwards deep again in the next set, and then we will pull out and listen to some new music together, stuff that I've heard once or twice maybe, and see if you like it. And I hope that you do if you like this sort of stuff. So this is Tim Gain, the guitarist of Stereolab, with his band called Cavern of Antimatter on Noise of Carpet, cgsf.ca. And 90.1 FM in Vancouver.